From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mel, and a crash landing closes one of the world's busiest airports for hours. The Dubai Media Office now says departure and arrival operations at Dubai International Airport have resumed after several hours of delays caused by the crash landing of an Emirates Airlines flight. Carrier says no fatalities were reported among the 300 people on board the flight that was arriving from the southern Indian city of Thiruvananthapuram Wednesday afternoon.
We do not have all the information. Thankfully, there was no fatalities among our passenger and crew. Our first priority in this case, that will be of our passenger and crew, and answer queries from all the family.
That is Sheikh Ahmed bin Saeed Al Maktoum, the airline's chairman. We have just received word that the Emirates Airlines CEO says a firefighter was killed while responding to the airliner crash landing in Dubai. Emirates predicted there would be an 8-hour delay in operations across the network, disrupting travel plans for thousands of passengers during the busy summer vacation season. The Dubai Media Office said flights resumed at the airport a little before 7 o'clock tonight, their time. Russia denies claims from Syrian rebels and human rights groups that it was behind a reported chlorine gas attack Tuesday in the same area where a Russian helicopter was shot down a day before, according to a Russian state media report. The TASS news agency says Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it's very hard to react to such information releases. It's not always clear what they're based on, what their sources are. This is VOA News.